Please no. No, just no, don't do it again. Please don't play it again.
Oh, you came back. Come here, yay! You came back! Welcome back, Tom!
Thanks. I can feel the love. You don't know what I've been through.
Care to share?
No, really, no, I don't. By the way, if I ever see Dido, I'm blowing her up.
Okay.
You don't know! Oh, fuck this. Let's get out of the house.
On this episode of the Variety Show podcast, what the hell is Rob's tea listening to?
Why are they singing We Are Buggers?
yeah, exactly.
Because we are super British and bugger is definitely a word that we use daily.
Yes.
Tom shares his tea moo wins.
You're going to be lucky to get something from Smith's Toys that fits an action man at that fucking price, let alone this beautifully made tubular metal bike frame with an engine.
Yeah.
No. Yes.
Rob and Tom realise that pink or blue drinks taste revolting.
I can see him squirming even in the dark. Right.
That's got a taste to it.
Here's my
bit. It gets worse the longer it's gone.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Welcome back to the Variety Show podcast, where two men are sat in a dark field. Hello, Rob.
Hello. Who says that? Hello?
Hello.
I can't see
Is
you. Hello.
Is it me you're looking for?
I'm in a field.
Yeah. It's been sticky balls, really sweaty, disgustingly hot today.
Yeah.
And my office, where we normally film the Variety Show, is so fucking hot. I think we would have both passed out. So... Mm-hmm. We're in a field at the back of my house. It's just a very, very, very weird way of recording it. We're sat in the dark. You might just be able to hear the dulcet tones of the M1 motorway buzzing away.
Yeah. Ah, don't you just love nature?
Yes. Beautiful nature as you see the shooting stars that come straight out of Luton and do a loop around before coming back.
I can just about see the Big Dipper there.
Yeah.
Just there.
I think you're right, yes. I think we're in the wrong time of year to see Orion's Belt. But yeah, that gives you an idea. And we'll post a picture up on social media showing this very weird setup. But it is beautifully cool out here.
Yeah, it's lovely, yeah.
How have you been anyway, dude?
How have I been? I've been good. Yeah, it's been a tough day at work today. But other than that, it's been all right.
I can believe it. Seen anything good? Played anything good?
I've not actually played anything since we last spoke on the Trek show. So I was playing Elden Ring, as I keep going on about, but I haven't touched it. Still on Supernatural. We're catching up with House of the Dragon. That's it, really.
Oh, very
been
nice.
Busy,
too.
Done lots of editing stuff, got lots happening. So.
Yeah, I mean, I landed you a little bit in it last week, really, recording quite late. So you didn't have as long as you normally do for editing. So I kind of apologised there. But it is what it is.
Yep.
You can't get away from that one.
Yeah.
I went and saw Twisters.
Yes.
Which was the sequel to Twister. And it was enjoyable, but it was a little disappointing. It wasn't more connected to the original film.
Yeah.
Is all I'm going to say on that. And then we also, and I know you're very jealous of this, saw Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yeah, I'm really jealous, actually.
I came out of it wetter than wet. It was a wonderful film. CGI is atrocious. Disney really have done a giant fuck you with CGI artists and have ruined it for everyone. But it doesn't detract from actually how good the film is. So I wouldn't worry too much. It's still highly enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
It just looks a bit pants here and there.
Yeah,
there's a particular scene that I'm not going to ruin it for you because there's so many fucking cameos. Jesus, so many
cameos. I've had one ruined for me on TikTok.
But there's so many cameos in it, and one of them somewhat gets dissolved, and it looks straight up early 2000s film style dissolving of someone. It's not good.
Mm.
But for those of you that watched it, you'll know exactly which scene I'm talking about, and hopefully you agree with me. But I'm going to go and watch it again. I really enjoyed it, and seeing I've got the Cineworld Unlimited, it might as well just watch it as many times as I can before it leaves the cinema.
Mm-hmm.
Back to the show then. We've got for you, I don't normally do this, but I'm going to do it tonight, seeing we're sat in a field and we're being a bit different. We've got Guess the Lyric, which you provided.
I have.
I've got a quick discussion about something I bought on Temu, which I think was really cool. We've then got a big taste test, which we haven't done for a little while. It's all drinks because of how hot it in summery it is. I thought, let's have a bit of a taste test. And I didn't bring the board game with me, so we actually haven't got a game to do.
Oh, no.
So, well done me. We'll ignore that bit, and well, we'll just see how we go with that. And if we need to add something later, we'll add something later.
Can you figure out the lyric? I could, but what I really want to know is, what do you think it is?
Okay, so normally I bring the quiz to the show now. I don't know how that happened, but it changed from you being the quiz master to me. And actually, before we do that, we're going to have our first taste test, which is a lovely red can of beer that I went and bought today, thanks to TikTok. I really have to stop buying things based on what I find on TikTok.
Oh, hang on, you bought this from TikTok?
No. I bought this thanks to a video I saw on TikTok.
Right.
Sorry, that
okay,
makes more
that,
sense.
That would have changed my opinion before even drinking it.
But I've literally covered it in Pritt stick and white paper and Sharpie to cover up the name on it.
Oh, it smells weird.
It's a lager. It's covered in non-English to start with. Lager beer and all sorts written on it.
I cannot place that smell.
No, hang on. Let me have a quick sniff.
Oh, you hear what it smells like?
Ooh,
it smells like...
That's an odd smell.
It smells like... So my dog's, their flea treatment is like a meaty...
There's a chemical-y kind of...
There's a meaty smell. Dog flea treatment meat smell.
Nice. Just what you want on your lager.
Yeah, right, I'm going to taste
it. I'll have you know, these are all cold, by the way, as well.
This is ice cold in my hand.
There's been an ice pack in there as well, in the lunchbox I bought it with us. Rob's going to have a taste.
Yeah,
it's almost got a bit of a floral note to it as well. Oh, dear. It's gone very quiet. It's dark. I don't know if Rob has actually died.
It's bitter.
Oh, it's a bitter. Well, it's a lager, sorry. It's not a bitter. It's just a bitter lager.
It's a bitter lager. It's not a lager I particularly like the taste of. And I like lagers.
Oh, you know what? I don't mind this. So I should say, obviously, as Rob's driving, I want him to be careful. It's a 4.9%.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a weak lager. It's not the strongest either. It's not got a nasty aftertaste, which is surprising. I find a lot of cheap lagers, and this was cheap, tend to have a fairly nasty aftertaste. But we'll talk about it more, but we can enjoy this over the next couple of sections.
I couldn't tell you if it's meant to taste like something other than just be lager. Is it like a fan, like it's meant to taste like something?
No. It's not meant to taste like something. It's just a stupid lager which made me laugh that Lidl are selling.
It's probably like a sports team or something, isn't it? Because it feels really basic. Does that make sense? So it tastes like a basic, not particularly good lager.
Yeah, fair enough. Anyway, do you want to explain then to our listeners what this Guess the Lyric is?
Yeah, I'm going to put this in my little cup. I'm going to keep drinking it.
It's
I don't particularly like it.
I don't mind this. I'm actually, I quite like this.
Yeah, I've been drinking a lot of Moretti the last few days.
Must be nice.
Yeah, I know. Because I brought a case for SideQuest Mark when he stayed. When we went on holiday.
Oh, fair enough, yeah.
And he didn't take half of them home. He didn't realise there was another half of it in the cupboard because I filled the fridge with a load.
Once he's walked away, he's lost them.
Well, that's it. Yeah, I've been drinking them myself. So the other day, I was at Telfs for a barbecue. And we're there quite late, and I thought, I've got to get tea home without him falling asleep. So I gave him my phone.
The struggle is real.
So I gave him the phone. And he's like, he's very good with it because he'll... If he's watching YouTube, which is what he likes to do with my phone, he'll ask me if he can watch every video. Every video I come up with, can I watch this one? Can I watch it? Because I'm so strict with what videos he watches. I haven't really got a problem with him watching it, but I do have a problem with what it is because I'm aware of what's on there. Even on the kids' ones, there are some stuff that gets through. Sorry, I'm tangenting in. There was like a thing a few years ago where people were dressing up as like Spider-Man and stuff. Do you remember this?
Yes.
And it was not kid-friendly content.
Yes, I remember. I must admit, YouTube Kids has got better.
It has.
I mean, I don't know how you've done the filtering on yours, but I know T enjoys it and we've not come across anything dodgy yet. However, he is probably going to be the most multilingual child by the time he gets to the age of 3 because every other video he watches is either Spanish, French, Russian or German.
Well, I've just done the age. I haven't gone in...
Oh, yeah, we've only done it by age, so... Oh, okay, well, maybe they've just improved.
So this one video he started watching, and it's whatever the time, what time was it? It was like 7 o'clock at night, so it's quite late for him. And I'm like, what is that song he's watching? And you're going to hear it now, just a bit I heard. Now imagine it's fairly late in the, like, well, early evening, late afternoon.
Okay.
You're in a car. You're hearing it from behind you. Listen to it now and you tell me what you think it's saying.
Okay, so I've got sample.mp3 in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
I will cut it in because I'm listening to it on a headphone, because obviously we are in the middle of a field. It's not somewhere we could pull out the laptop and everything.
I think with the headphone it might help you.
Okay.
But let's see.
Okay, it's playing. Okay, so straight away I can see you've gone down the route of, why are they singing We Are Buggers?
yeah, exactly.
Because we are super British and bugger is definitely a word that we use daily.
Yes.
Oh, those cheeky little buggers.
And I was like, what are you watching? What is this? And he...
Buggers.
Yeah. Then what do you really think it's saying?
It's either burgers or boogers. And I'm going to say it's burgers because T is watching one at the moment, which is four little burgers falling out of a van.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in the middle of this really busy road.
So
and someone else rescues them. But I really enjoy that video because I think... Yeah, they rescued them to go to a restaurant to be eaten.
Yeah, it's not particularly a bad song. You can listen to the main thing now. But it's from the people that did Baby Shark.
It's same Pink Fong.
Yeah.
Oh,
so go on, listen
I've
to the main one.
I died a little bit
now.
Knowing that one.
Yeah.
Hang on a moment. Let me see if I can find the full one. Okay. It's playing now. Oh, you can definitely take straight away. No, it's Pink Fong. Is it boogers?
It's boogers, yeah.
Oh, mate, no. Oh, I was hoping it was going to be burgers, you know?
No. So, everyone should look it up. Maybe I can link it to you so you can put it in the description underneath the show. It's not that, but it's fairly catchy, repetitive, fairly catchy. But it's teaching the kids what your nose hair and what the stuff in your nose is doing. So it's marched, like dust marching into your nose, and then it shows you the nose hairs fighting
dust.
Back the dust. Yeah, another thing. Yeah, it's not cocaine.
Little bit Charlie.
What's this white powder going into the nose, Daddy?
Why is the boogers going so much quicker, Daddy?
Booga, 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 booga. Yeah, that really, really confused me. I had to get the phone off him to see
you
what
had
it was.
To double take it. Fair enough.
Temu, a great sight to buy utter shite. Has Tom been wasting his money again?
So I've had a little bit of a win on Temu recently. In fact, mm-hmm. I've done so much goddamn shopping on Temu. I'm sure the bank's going to eventually send me an email saying, we've locked your account. We think someone's stealing your money because you keep buying shit.
Yeah.
No, so we've bought a load of, oh God, what is it? Serona or something like that. It's Hello Kitty, basically.
Yeah.
Because Kay is really into it, especially cinnamon roll and Caroni, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
She adores it, and Temu is really, really good value for all that stuff. Now, if you've got a child that's into that sort of stuff, trust me, you know exactly where I'm coming from. So we went for a little daddy's stepdaughter day the other day, and we went out to Milton Keynes, and we're shopping around, and she said, I'd really, really like to find some Hello Kitty stuff.
Yeah.
I said, okay, well, let's see what we can find, and we ended up in Claire's Accessories. Now, Claire's Accessories is a goddamn rip-off anyway, but they had this cinnamon roll pen, this big chunky pen that had all the colours at the top. You remember the ones you used Love in Genius School?
Yeah, you pushed them down. And
yeah,
get
and you could have one colour down at a time.
Yeah, yeah.
£8.
Ooh.
Temu, 50p.
Oh, nice.
Exactly the same one.
Nice.
Pack of 10 cinnamon roll pens.
Oh.
£1.20. Sorted.
Yeah.
And I've ordered a load more for Christmas now. And there's this 24-day advent calendar, which has got all these little miniature Hello Kitty models in it.
Mm-hmm.
So I've ordered that, £5 something. Perfect. I'm killing it on there. Mm-hmm. But actually, it's a couple of bits for me, and it's given me an idea for the show as well. So the two bits that I've ordered that I love. Now, one of them you wouldn't have seen, but I used the other day. So we were sat down on Biffo's Brain, who is Mr. Biffo, for those of you that don't know, that's Paul Rose. And he does, for his top tier Patreon people, a monthly Zoom chat.
Yeah.
It's really cool because you get to chat with Paul, you get to chat with the other people in the Patreon group, and back and forth, and you find out about some of his history, some of the writing he's done, stuff like that. And it was hot the other day, and I thought, well, the house is quite loud, K isn't home, T's in bed, I'll come out to exactly where we're recording this podcast. And I didn't bring a chair with me, I thought, bugger. And then I remembered, I'd bought from Temu, it cost me 50p, this little fabric pouch, and inside it is just this really strong, soft material, and it's been designed for you just to lay out and sit down on if you're out in a field or in a park, kind of a little sitting mat sort of thing.
Yeah.
So you can just lay it down. And I mean, I'm 6'3". I could lay on it and it would cover me from head down to my arse. That's kind of the size of it.
Yeah.
And it was perfect. And I sat in the field and thought, I really enjoy it. So I thought that was a brilliant win for 50p because it lives in my walking rucksack now.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's brilliant. The other thing though, it has been so much fun. It's called a Zip Chip.
Yep.
I got it for about 98p, and they circle that price on there. They're about £1.13, I think, at the moment. And all it is, it's a hockey puck piece of rubber, neon coloured, and it just says Zip Chip on the top. It's got a groove on the side, and it's a miniature frisbee.
Hmm.
They are awesome. We were playing with it in the office, literally just doing throwing it between us, and then my boss set up someone left an Amazon bag, one of those big rectangular ones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he set that up at the end of the office, and we were doing kind of skill shots, see how far we could do it from to get it in the bag.
I'm glad you're all working hard.
Oh, we're working incredibly hard. But seriously, I can't believe some of the stuff that we're getting on Temu at the moment. It's just really cheap, really fun. But to round this off, because literally I am just bragging about the shit I've bought on Temu. That's all this bit was for.
Right.
The idea for the show. So next week I'm on holiday,
mm-hmm.
but I ordered it today. So hopefully in 2 weeks it should have arrived, and hopefully summer will still be here. I have ordered some crap from Temu that we can go for a cheap show-esque walk out in the open somewhere.
Right.
We'll take some taste test stuff with us. We'll take something to do with us. And we are going to test the Temu crap I've bought.
Okay.
It's all stuff to do with hiking and walking and all that sort of stuff.
Right.
I just thought it would be a bit of fun to do that. Go for a walk as well. Do something a little bit different. And we'll do a kind of taste test and maybe a game out in the open.
Cool.
Sound good?
Yeah.
Awesome. Have you bought anything from Temu recently?
Not recently. I look at it occasionally, but yeah, it's been a little. Not since we've had to do stuff for the show.
And when that's
fair
enough.
That was probably the last time I brought something from Temu.
Yeah, we should probably do a Temu special again. I was thinking let's do that for Christmas. Our Christmas presents to each other is a Temu only.
You know, where I have been going, TikTok shop is where I've actually been buying stuff. There are some actually decent things on there. You've got to really wade through some of the ad bullshit that they all do. Like, you'll watch, like, one thing will pop up. Like, at the moment, like, what it was before was the dinosaur mask.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've sent you it where I brought one for tea. You put it on, you open the mouth, and it makes dinosaurs. Actually, it's really cool. I paid like £7 for it.
Yeah.
He's scared of it.
Oh, no.
So he's not ready for it. But I've got that. What else have I got from there? I've got this wicked bubble gun.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
That is super cool. He loves that. That is a genuinely really good. That was £10.
That worth every penny, yeah. Though the pictures you've shown me, wow, that yeah. Thing is
the best bubble gun I've seen. What the one they're doing at the moment, but the thing is, like, because it kind of like goes through trends. Like, that was every other advert I'd see on there was that bubble gun, and then when it was a dinosaur, it's every other advert. Now they're doing one where it's this weird little thing you leave out in the rain, and the rain goes and makes a noise.
Ping pong, ping pong.
What I want is a channel that buys these. And actually reviews them properly as not an ad and says, no, this is shit. Because everyone in the comments for that noise thing says, no, this is bollocks. It doesn't work.
Well, let's do it. We've got a YouTube channel.
Maybe we should do this.
We've got money on the Monzo card. Let's do it. Every time you see something shit that's affordable, order it.
Yeah.
Have the money back off the card and we'll do it on YouTube.
Yeah. I think I also put it on TikTok because then the TikTok people can go, okay, this is actually shit. Let's not buy.
Oh, 100% we're doing that. 100% we're doing that. Right. Next time that weird metal thing comes up, because I've seen the same advert, order it.
Because I've wanted it. I've been like, that's actually really cool because I've got a great wind chime at the back of the garden.
I love those sort of things. Yeah. But I can't help but think it's going to be shit.
What people are doing it, they're just putting their hose on to like spray. So it makes it look like it's raining. And then the hose is making it do it.
Yeah, you see, I don't know if that's... So, I guess we'd have to... It will be a fair test. We will do a fair test on it. But obviously, kind of rain comes down at varying size of droplets and speed, doesn't it? Yeah. So, doing it with a hose with your finger over it, is that going to be making it come down too hard? Is it going to be coming down too soft?
Well, I think that's what it is. The hose is making have so much force that it makes the machine make the noise. Or the metal drum make the noise.
Well, no, let's do it. Let's order one off TikTok shop, get it delivered, and we'll stick it on YouTube and we will review it and we'll stick it on TikTok. No, yeah. I agree with that because I'm actually glad you brought that one up because TikTok's pissing me off a little bit with the ads. They've becoming the Facebook ads.
There's so many.
So Facebook is plagued by the fucking things and they're all those fake shops that pop up selling something worth £400 and claiming, oh yeah, get it for £30.
Yeah.
I mean, the three that I've seen alone today, number one was this Anker Power Bank. And Anker, it's a company I support. I like Anker. Their stuff's pretty good normally. And they do this big, chunky, I think it's 30,000 watt hours or whatever it is, milliamp hours. And it's a big, chunky one. And it's got a built-in lamp as well.
Yeah.
And if you look at Anker's site, it's between £100 and £150 based on discount codes, availability and stuff like that. Well, Grow Store on TikTok want $30. It's not going to turn up.
Yeah.
And I reported the ad to TikTok, and TikTok came back saying, we don't find any violation to our terms of service.
Shut up.
Well, you do, because everyone that's going to be ordering through here will be losing money. And the funny thing is Grow Store have now blocked me because they deleted my comment three times before blocking me. So obviously they got a bit annoyed.
Yeah.
And then the other one, again, Grow Store. The Ninja Slushy Maker. So there's people that have done the air fryers.
Yeah, yeah.
That's £300 at the moment.
Jeez.
They wanted $40 for it.
Nah.
Can you imagine what's going to turn up? Either nothing's going to turn up, or it's going to be such a fake, terrible piece of shit.
Do you remember the trend of people selling boxes on eBay?
Yes.
As the device. So they'd sell an Xbox.
Or a picture of it.
Yeah. And it would be somewhere in the small print that people wouldn't notice or whatever.
You are actually purchasing a photo of this device.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that one. And the other one I saw today, not Grow Store this time, mini motorbikes. Little mini dirt bikes with what looked like kind of a lawnmower engine.
Yeah, yeah.
Today only, $29.99. It's like, no.
Yeah.
You're going to be lucky to get something from Smith's Toys that fits an action man at that fucking price, let alone this beautifully made tubular metal bike frame with an engine.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, that's starting to get on my nerves that they're doing that. But, oh, well, there you go.
Drinks shouldn't be pink or blue. That's just fact. Join the boys as they taste test copious amounts of sugar.
Okay, so we are on the taste test after having a few little bits of a tangent there, like we like to do. Jesus, I can't talk sometimes.
You sound like...
As we like to do would be a good
Paris
thing to
Paris Hilton's
do.
Joined us. Like.
Oh, yeah, Ruska. Yeah, and I was like, yeah, uh-huh. And she was like, yeah, and I was like, wow, dude.
She had a catchphrase, didn't she? What? Oh, that's hot.
Oh, was that okay? Oh.
Yeah, that was hard.
Wow,
that's hard.
Really good catch fries. God, see, I can't... Fries. What am I...
So you've had too much of that beer.
I'm almost tempted to cancel this recording and start again. I'm actually halfway through the beer. It's quite nice.
I don't like it at all. I'm drinking
it. You don't like
it
at all?
I don't like it, yeah.
Okay, well, do you want to score the beer to start with? We are doing the taste test now, and just to give you an idea of what we've got the pink and the blue tango. We've got a Sunkist product. I didn't know Sunkist still existed. We've got Fanta Tropical, which is in a green bottle. And I'm pretty sure it's just going to be Lilt. But it's in a Turkish bottle and it doesn't have the Lilt logo or anything on it at all. And then we've also got Coke raspberry spiced.
Yeah, I'm interested in that one.
One.
So
yeah,
what am I going to rate the beer?
So the beer. Rate it to start with, and then I'm going to tell you what the beer actually is.
It's not the worst thing I've ever drunk. It's a very, very average beer. It's going to be...
It is very average.
It's a 3.5.
A 3.5, okay.
Well, the lowest is 2, isn't it? So, 3.5.
Fair enough. I'm actually going to go for about a 4. I wouldn't mind drinking this more often. Not that I drink beer very often at all.
It would be a beer I would have after I'd run out.
Yeah, it's my desperation beer. When beer has run out, I'm going to go to the poor beer.
Yeah, for the rare occasions we'd ever have a party. And I've run out of beer and this was left in. Like, I had some Tesco's value in my fridge for a long time.
Oh my God, you didn't.
Well, it was a moving in. Have I never told this story?
You've never told this story.
Okay, so it was a moving in present from Telf.
Right, okay.
Four cans of Tesco Value Lager. White can, blue stripes.
Yeah, they've got the proper classic Tesco, not finest range,
and
obviously.
We all shared one, and it was fucking atrocious.
I bet it was.
It was absolutely appalling. So I left it. Years went by. Yeah, I'm talking years. We're out of date. And it became every... And at the time, I used to have a lot of parties. We had a lot of kind of gatherings of people around. We always had... Halloween parties, Christmas parties, whatever's. And it was always there. And everyone would be like, we're not drinking that beer, we're not drinking that beer. And what it turned into was whenever one of the girls brought a new boyfriend round, they had to have a beer.
Oh, no.
That was the first drink to be part of the group, quote-unquote group. Their kind of mission was they had to drink or at least sample it. And, the first two, they weren't that bad. But the last guy, his name was Dave, lovely guy. I'm godfather to his son, actually. Really nice guy. When it was his turn, as somebody who doesn't normally drink, he was super up for it. His lager, I think, it might have been 7 years out of date.
Oh.
And he drank the entire can.
Good one, Dave.
So well done to Dave.
Oh, mate, that's just wrong on many, many levels. Okay, so we've given it a score. Yeah. Do you want to know what this beer is?
This is better than the dirty lager that I had for my cousin's 21st.
This by far isn't a bad lager. It's not... When there's so much out there... They could do it. Yeah, I've even sharpied out the top bit. I've even bought one for Cheap Show, and I'm going to send it down to Paul and Eli. This is Duff.
The Simpsons.
This is. I don't know how little are getting away with it, or if they're not going to get sued.
Can I take this off? I want to see that.
Yeah.
Oh, look.
Yeah. So Lidl have their, like Aldi, they have their special events. And at the moment in Lidl, it is the American special event. And they've got a load of American stuff. They've got a load of different American-style cookies, American-style baking kits. They've got Duff beer, and they've got a few other bits and pieces. And honestly, this just tickled me. At £1.20 a can, I thought, you know what, I'll go and get a couple.
Oh, I'm going to keep the can. I have to clean it up a bit. I keep cans that I like.
Well, luckily, it is just a Pritt stick on there.
Yeah, so I'll just clean that off. Yeah, so I wonder what beer this actually is that they've just relabeled Duff.
I don't know. We'll have to look at it in the light because obviously it's getting darker and darker.
Now I recognise it. Now it says lager, beer, hell, beer cover. It's in the Simpsons font.
It's in a similar font. Yeah. I do think they're probably going to get sued over it because I don't think it's got any accreditation to the Simpsons at all.
Well, nothing's written in English on it.
No, it's all Middle Eastern. So there goes the American side of things.
Yeah, and the logo isn't quite...
No,
Duff.
The logo's completely off as well. So, but it's an interesting one.
Yeah, how funny. Yeah, I don't think Homer would be drinking that as much as he does.
No. But then again, let's face it, we're now at the age, or in fact, some of us are now older than Homer is allegedly in The Simpsons.
How old is Homer?
He's only meant to be like 36 to 38.
Oh, stop. So I'm older than Homer? Shit, he's not aged well, is he?
I think that is the joke, but hang on. How old is...
He's got to be late 40s.
Homer Simpson.
Going by the age of his kids,
Homer Simpson's age has been shown to be 34, 36, 38, 39 and 40.
Wow. It really makes you feel a bit better about yourself, doesn't it?
It does.
If we're the same age as Homer Simpson.
So, I've had a... There you go. I've got a little bit of an idea. It is that dark that if I hand you a can without a torch, we aren't going to know what it is.
I won't know.
So, let's just go for the first thing that comes out.
Oh, we've got to guess what it is. Okay, right. So, I'm not going to pay much attention to what it is. I'm just going to...
Yep, so can number one.
Tap it, because that's what I do. I know you don't like it.
Oh, no, no. It's not that I don't like it. I just don't see any point in it.
Well, I'm smelling it.
Oh, he's giving it a sniff.
Oh, it's a funny smell. Give it a good smell.
Oh, okay, let me give it a sniff.
Can I look Here at what's, what it's meant to be? Are they all cans?
No, there's three bottles and
Oh, the Tangos I know are bottles because I brought them.
Yeah, the two Tangos and the fans are bottles. He's having a sip, ladies and gents. Glug, glug, glug.
Mmm.
Ooh.
Oh, I quite like that.
Oh, hello. Hello, Ooh. He likes it.
Yeah, I know which one that is based on what's on the list here.
Ooh.
There is an aftertaste.
So these are all sugar. As far as I'm aware, these are all full fat, full sugar.
I can confirm it's 100% that's the Sunkissed Mango Orange because...
I agree.
It's got the same mango aftertaste that other mango drink that we tried.
Oh, the Tango Mango. Yeah, the one that we like saying, Tango Mango.
Tango Mango Mango Tango. Yeah, that had a very similar...
It did.
It's not metal. It's a chemically... pretend flavour, 100%. Aftertaste.
But with the orange on top, it's actually quite a nice... It's a quite a nice level on that.
I think the citrus aftertaste is kind of masking the other aftertaste. I like this, though.
I really like this. I'm glad I made it cold because I've got a feeling that lukewarm would have been revolting.
Oh, yeah, I can see it. It just about make out that says sun-kissed.
Yeah, I would say that in the warm probably wouldn't be too nice. Mm. But cold... That's
you've got to drink it, it's, again, like the Mango Tango, it's got to be cold and you've got to drink it quick.
Yes.
You can't let that fizz go.
No, you can't. So, just jumping out of this for a moment, it's amazing. We've got the M1 to the right
because
oh,
you
so
just
it's
saw
to,
me glance,
to
didn't
Rob's
you?
Left. And all we've seen so far all night is two speed cameras going off every 60 seconds. Yeah. It's like the war of the goddamn worlds out there at the moment.
It is.
I'm waiting for our air raid sirens to go off because it turns out we're being bombed, but they are going off consistently every 60 to 120 seconds. Flash, 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 flash. It is one hell of a money cow, that motorway.
Oh, yeah. Do you want any more of that? I've just had another couple of mouthfuls. I enjoyed that. That's nice. Yeah.
Right, I'm just going to... I will be picking up all our rubbish, but I'm going to throw it over there so it doesn't get in the way and get into the bags and stuff.
Yeah, we don't go near the equipment.
There we go. Right. Okay. Number two.
Are we going to rate that?
Let's rate it. I'm going to go for a 5.5. Really delicious, but I'm going to be rather trepidatious about it because if it's not cold, I don't think it's going to be as good.
Yeah. I think it's I'm going to go with a 5.5. A 5-point Mango Tango. It's on the same kind of level as that.
Sorry, I went with 5.5. I've been rating things wrong, and we did re-rated the beer wrong. We both did, like, a 3-point and a number. We didn't do a... So, yeah, you're right. That is a 5-point not-quite Mango Tango.
Yeah. All right.
That is a 5-point Mango Tango with a friend.
Yeah.
Because it's got the orange
and
with it.
And what did I go to the Duff beer? I said a 3.
You did a 3.
And so it's a 3 for 3 point. Dope.
And oh, dude.
I beat you to it.
And I'm going to go for a 4 point Icarumba.
Okay, right.
Right, okay.
Oh, wow, that's got a very strong smell.
Am I going to use the word virulent incorrectly again? Ooh.
That's got to be the Coke Raspberry Spice, hasn't it?
Interestingly, it's got a similar smell to the beer.
Yeah, this has got to be the Coke Spiced. It's got to be.
That's an interesting... I don't know what that is, because that's a odd smell. He's drinking.
No, I don't like it.
Oh, dear.
It's the spice one.
I can see him squirming even in the dark. Right.
That's got a taste to it.
Here's my
go. It gets worse the longer it's gone. It's pumpkin spice, isn't it?
Oh.
Like a pumpkin spice latte.
No, that's not the spiced.
Isn't it?
No.
What is this one then?
I know exactly what that tastes of. Until I'm getting that horrible saccharine sweetener taste.
Are you sure this isn't the Coke raspberry spice?
I'll tell you what that is in a moment. It tastes of nerds.
It's horrible.
It tastes of nerds. That's absolutely what it tastes. It tastes of nerds, but with sweetener.
Have a look at it then. What is it?
It's one of the tangos. It's the cherry blast.
How did I get that so wrong? Oh, it is raspberry though.
No, cherry.
Oh, cherry.
It's cherry blast cherry. Tango, which is the one I put down as pink.
God, it just got such a spice taste to me.
Oh, and what a surprise. Apple and cherry.
Yeah, because it's...
Which we had the other day, didn't we? It's like, why are you adding apple to everything when you're saying it's fucking cherry?
It's just a liquid, isn't it? It's to get secret liquid in it. I'm not having another bit of that. That's fucking vile.
Yeah, I maintain that tastes a bit like nerds or that sort of old candy. Have a drink of your beer.
Excuse me. Yeah, I'm going to have to drink the three-point dough beer to get the taste away.
That is a... Two
oh,
point.
God, drinking the beer afterwards. It's so bad. Oh, I did not like that. I brought that one.
That is a 2 point. I'd rather have jizz in my mouth.
That's my 2 point.
2 point. Okay.
Gross.
Let's move on quickly from that one then, shall we?
Oh, it's giving me a shiver. It's got a shiver.
There we go. I'm handing it over to you now.
Oh, it's a can.
It is a can.
It's a can. Okay. Unfortunately, I can see what this is. The label is so massive.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, to be fair, I already worked out what it is because the only other can we have is Coca-Cola spiced. So it's kind of a giveaway.
Everyone can hear me on the camera. The camera? So I just did a U. Can you hear me on the camera?
Can you hear me on my camera as you sniff the microphone?
I'll give that a sniff before we turn it. You have a taste first.
Oh, I'm going to taste first. As the whatever time is, the 10:35 from Luton flies above us. Fuck off, EasyJet.
Yeah, they actually do.
Ooh, okay. You can smell the raspberry, but I'm not getting any sort of spiciness to it.
No, I didn't either. Like, you've got a really good view of the stars here, to be fair, considering that the light pollution comes from the motorway.
Well, this is where I took all my photos of the Northern Lights.
Oh, really?
It's beautiful out here. It really is beautiful. Hang on, let me have one more sip of that. Here we go, Rob. Over to you. And
I'm
not a fan of raspberry. You can definitely taste it's raspberry. It's full of sugar, so it's not a sweetener product. I'm getting a
bit
of an aftertaste to it. Definitely not a spice, though. I was expecting it to have something like maybe a cinnamony sort of flavour or...
Oh, shooting star. Quick look behind you. Wow, that was a good one.
Oh, and I missed it.
That was really... It was right behind you, though, dude.
Oh, man.
That was a good one. There might be another one.
You never know. So I don't know when the Pacinians are next, but... I would like to think that finally living out in the countryside means I might actually get to see a meteorite shower.
Okay, well, I don't hate this.
No, I don't. It is quite a powerful raspberry flavour.
Yeah. Do you like some more? I just had a few gulps.
I'm good on it, thank you.
I'm going to get rid of it then.
Yep.
So
crunch.
It definitely tastes like raspberry. And it's definitely, you can tell it's not a sugar-free one. It's definitely sugar in it.
I've got furry teeth now.
Yeah, I don't know where the spice aspect of it was. It was kind of... It's just a raspberry Coke. And it's not horrible.
No,
I wouldn't buy it.
I wouldn't choose to buy it. If that was the only Coke available that was full fat, and I really craved a full fat drink, I wouldn't say no to it. But it... Oh, pardon me, so much gas. I wouldn't say that would be my choice.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be my first choice anyway. I mean, it's definitely in the 3.8 region, so the 3.9 not bottom of the barrel quite yet, as goes off another,
yeah, another
speed
one.
Camera.
Yeah, it's a three. It's a three as well for me. It's a 3 point berry picking.
3 point berry picking.
I went berry picking the other day.
Did you?
It was quite enjoyable.
Did T just, understand what he was doing, or
yeah,
did he just?
Yeah, it's the second
munching?
Time he's ever been. He did eat a few as
we keep around. Missing it. I keep meaning to take our kids, and then every time it comes up, it's either a day like today where it's like we just don't want to be outside, or we've completely forgotten and we've missed it.
The Hawk Farm, whatever it's called.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh okay, right. Next taste.
That's
there's only two
really
left.
Really made me gas up.
Yeah, I got very, very gassy. Now, I've seen what that is.
Oh, we can see what this is.
Yeah.
Look at the state of the colour of this one.
It's quite obvious. It's almost glowing in the dark. It's
yeah,
a little
it is,
bit
yeah.
concerned. Fanta from Turkmenistan. Why are you glowing?
You've got a Geiger counter. Yeah, insert the noise here. Oh, it smells like lilt.
It does smell of lilt, does it? Okay. So, I think we may have... Oh, I... Yeah, okay, no, I see what you're saying, but I would say that smells a little bit more perfumey.
Yeah, like an elderflower in there. Maybe.
Well, yeah, well, I nearly bought that one again, then I realised we'd already done it. The Shakata one, wasn't it, is what it was labelled as. A bit more perfumey. Now, interestingly, this is really fucking full of sugar. It's 33% of your daily allowance in half a bottle.
Well, it's almost completely flat.
Really?
Yep.
Let me just check.
You tell me if you can feel a bubble. Oh, look at the state of that in your life.
Oh, wow. Right. 37% sugar in half of a bottle.
What? Half of a bottle is 37% of your daily sugar?
Yes.
Jesus, we're not going to sleep. I just had two mouthfuls of that.
So it's new. It's 2024, the Coca-Cola company. So it's not even like it's expired, which is what I was expecting it to
it's
be.
It's left a horrible kind of stickiness in my mouth. Like it's turned my saliva into treacle. I don't dislike the taste of it. I've got to say, I didn't dislike the taste of it, but it tastes flat to me.
Yeah, it had a lovely hiss when you opened it.
Yeah.
But it's like it let all the bubbles out.
Yeah, that was it.
And they went, bye-bye.
Yeah, anyway, laters.
That's... I'm going to actually keep that. I think I'm going to finish that tomorrow. Do you want some more?
No.
That is... You can absolutely tell the sugar level on that is huge.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I'm a little nonplussed by it. So I really like the flavour, but I would have liked some bubbles.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think that's what ruins it. That's what's it. The flavours. It flavours there. It does taste very similar to a lilt. That's gone flat.
I'm going to go with a. Just going to jump to it. I'm going to go with that's a 4 point. Where's the gas?
Yeah,
I think it could have scored much higher if it had been a bit more fizzy.
Yeah, I'm in the threes still because it just can't get past. You know, I'm stingy. It's a three. Yeah, it's a 3 point. Where the bubbles?
Where's the bubbles?
Bubbles.
Blah, blah, blah. Oh right, okay. We've got one more to do. He says, as he's trying to rummage around finding it. There we go.
Right, this. Well.
So it can only be
process
the blue
elimination. It's
tango.
The blue tango one. Yeah.
And if the red tango was anything to go by,
which looks like
are
a
these sugar free? By the way, I presume they must be. Just like everything else, tango now, tango mango, all sorts.
Limited drop. Oh, shut up.
Just look
fucking
at
hell.
You've gone past it. Look on the side at the little label with the numbers.
Oh, sugar. 1.8.
Okay, so yeah, it's really low quality sugar and mostly sweetener.
I hate that limited drop. I hate the word drop being used in that kind of way.
I just don't like anything limited edition, to be honest. I just think, if you're going to make it, make it. Oh, yeah, another one.
Sorry.
I thought you were going to say, oh, another shooting star. It's like, you fucker. Did you taste it or just sniff it?
No, I sniffed it.
Oh!
You sniffed that right when the thing went off too.
Oh man!
I don't want to try this one.
Off yogurt.
Yeah.
Off yogurt or something similar to it.
God, these are limited because they just were the it was just the liquid that was at the bottom of a vat for like 6 years or something. Right, here we go.
Well, like we've discussed before, you're the bar trays.
Yeah, no, I've drunk some terrible stuff in my time.
Oh, I heard the...
Everyone, I'm sorry if you got that on the mic. That's so foul. And another camera just gone off again.
Is it it gets worse. Oh!
Is it meant to be like bubblegum or something? Yeah, get rid.
I don't know. Like bubblegum or label, something really.
That's down there with the horrible energy drinks that we would do. Prime. That's down there with Prime.
That? Oh, no. I'd actually drink Prime over this.
This is a...
I'm going to have to Google now. Oh, they're the Ice Blast Favours. So aren't these the ones that you can get in the cinema and they're Ice Blast machines?
Oh, they don't taste anything like that, the Ice Blast.
Oh, that's Raspberry Blast.
But I like those.
If you don't like these.
They taste nothing like those.
Oh, no, that's just nasty. So Tango is set to excite shoppers up and down the country. Bollocks, are they? The iconic Tango Ice Blast Flavours are launching in a limited edition ready-to-drink format. Oh dear, yeah. Tango's latest launch will look to engage Gen Z shoppers with its bold flavours, striking colours and eye-catching packaging.
Fuck off with that speech. I hate that stuff. Marketing twaddle, business bullshit talk. Shut up.
Oh my God. Free from artificial flavours or colours, Tango Blast is approved by vegan by the Vegetarian Society, making both flavours suitable for a range of consumers. No one's going to drink it. Whether it's vegan or not, no one is drinking that.
Yeah, I can see a lot of vegans going around drinking that, you know.
I think that would turn them to meat, personally.
Yeah, I think it would turn them to meat as well. This is a 2-point fucking awful.
Hang on a minute. Just... All I can hear is like a clicking sound.
It's me. Sorry.
What are you doing?
I've got a lid in my hand.
Oh,
I didn't want to drop it.
I thought, Jesus, we've spilt Ice Blast Tango on this poor creature and it's mutating.
We've created
the bloody X-Men from the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
I've got the twitches from that fucking Fanta.
You've got the twitches because of the amount of sugar in your system.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to get home and be really hungry.
Most people get the munchies after smoking weed. No. Rob gets it after drinking Coca-Cola.
I do drink after getting loads of sugar, I get the munchies.
Oh, they were... Oh, right. That was 2... yeah, 2 point... I'd rather jizz in my mouth
it's
again.
It's the lowest two.
That is... And that was worse than the pink one, and the pink one was bad.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Oh, another flash. The Prime, I think, were the ones that I've said are the worst drinks we've ever had on the show. That is just as bad as those.
I would say that's worse. I would say that is worse than the Prime drinks. The Prime drinks, I can imagine, if you put just a load of ice in them, you could rescue them. Or you could add a bit of alcohol and rescue them. Nothing is saving those.
Yeah, you're right.
Nothing. Not even alcohol can fix those.
Put a bit of vodka in a Prime. You've got something happening that's going to do nothing to that.
Why do you think kids around here love Prime so much? It's full of vodka now.
You know, I was at the Splash Park the other day.
And all the kids were on vodka there too, I bet.
And there was a kid going
Little
around with
shit.
A Belvedere.
You got a kid over in the corner with the Glenfiddich out. Maker's Mark over on the hill.
No, so what was happening is a few of the kids had like bottles of water, collecting the water in the splash box to throw each other. So then T and I went in and I only had, well, I've got it here, the Pikachu bottle I've got with me. And he was using that. And loads of other kids were using Primes. And I just thought, you shouldn't have them. Your parents should not be letting you have the amount of caffeine. They got in trouble, those guys, the Prime guys, for the amount of caffeine in them.
They've been in a lot of trouble over their whole marketing for it. And South Park, yet again, we've talked about it before, South Park nailed it. They did an entire special episode about Prime and mm-hmm. the fact the entire school, all anyone cares about, is having bottles of Prime
yeah.
and it being this huge status symbol when actually it's just piss in a bottle.
Yeah, it's really, really bad for you and it's really bad for kids.
Of course, check out the scientific evidence just in case Logan Paul ends up listening to us and sues us.
No, fuck him.
Yeah, no. He's bigger than me, and he's trying to take on Mike Tyson. He's a fucking idiot for
that.
No,
Logan Paul's not doing that. That's the other one. Yeah, Jake Paul. No. Jake Paul's the one going after Mike Tyson. Logan Paul's the big, the taller one. Paul's the boxer. They both did boxing.
I thought Logan Paul was the boxer. Jake Paul was the MMA.
Logan Paul has done boxing with KSI and got beaten twice.
Good.
Don't ask me why I know this stuff, okay? I just happen to know it.
Yes, you're right. Jake Paul.
And Jake Paul is the one who seems to think that he could beat up Mike Tyson. I can't wait for him to realise he cannot.
I genuinely hope that Mike Tyson hasn't sold out. Because I want to see Mike Tyson bite his ear off and go, I'm going to jail, but it was fucking worth it.
I've seen some of the videos of them both training, and you see Mike Tyson train. The guy is in his 60s, and he's terrifying.
Yep. I've seen the same videos, and I've just watched them go, shit, son.
That guy's going to get destroyed.
If he doesn't do it in like the first two rounds, I'll have a little bit more kind of respect for Jake Paul. Not much.
No.
But, geez, he's an idiot for doing that.
He's just a mug.
These two idiots are done for the episode. Let's join them as they wave goodbye.
Well, I could have run home to go and get the board game, but I didn't.
Yeah, you let us tangent quite a bit. So
we have tangented more than we normally do. We've had a little bit of a chat. We've enjoyed the nice cooler air. Rob's seen a shooting star, and we've watched hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pounds be made by the M1 motorway this evening. Yeah. What a lovely night. Thank you very much for listening. It's always a pleasure to do this show for all our listeners. If you would like to be involved, you can email us on rob@channel84.co.uk or tj@channel84.co.uk. But if you would like to speak to us at the same time, then you can email podcasts@channel84.co.uk. If you would like to find out more about the podcast, you can head over to www.channel84.co.uk. That is the home of Studio Channel 84. And you will find the Variety Show podcast, you will find the Untitled Trek Show, you'll find Lightly Used, and you'll also find Who Takes the Socks Off on that webpage, because we are all part of a lovely little indie network, all supporting each other. So go and give the others a listen. You can also find us on social media. All our social media links are on channel84.co.uk under our contact page. And that's typically Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Threads. You name it, we're probably on it. And it's always @_channel84 or @_untitledtrek. But all the links, as I say, are over on the webpage. Otherwise, if you would like to take part in the show or you have an idea for the show, send them over an email like we've already said. Drop me a message on Discord, which is channel84.co.uk/Discord, to get to our server. And thanks for actually accepting that I wanted to do this in the middle of a field.
Yeah, it's fucking hot.
It is a I would do this again, actually. I quite like it out here.
It's nice out here, yeah.
Oh, well, we now have to try and pack away the podcast gear in the pitch black. So night-night, everyone. Love you.
Love
you.
That was The Variety Show. Thank you for listening. The next episode will be out in 2 weeks' time. Channel 84 Network Show. To find more, head over to channel84.co.uk now.